This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is part two of a four-part conversation with Santo Torcivia from Market Insights Torcivia. Santo, back to the conversation about the installation community. The floor coverings being sold by Lumber Liquidators, by Empire Carpet, by Floor and Decor, and some others.
Somebody is installing this, and these are the same installers that we've known and loved all these years.
That's right. And at the end of the day, you know, these installers have payrolls to meet, they've got bills to pay, and they're going to go where the business is.
I see. And then this is putting additional pressure on the independent.
That's right.
Who is what, having to go out and recruit or find other people or so on? I mean,
well, no, they're finding that their competition is getting stronger.
I see.
And growing. And like I said, it's some and it's at their expense. The sales that they're losing are at their expense.
And that's in the face of they're really having more installers out there now than there were several years ago.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with immigration. Like I said, there's no barriers to entry. It's an easy occupation for immigrants to get into, whether legal or illegal. People are trained by stores, people are trained by manufacturers, and then either they decide to go out on their own or they continue to be employed by a retailer. Whatever the case, there's a growing pool of installers out there, and they're making it easier for people like Home Depot and Lumber Liquidators and other outlets that don't stress installation to be able to survive.
And obviously, as you mentioned earlier, these types of stores, Lumber Liquidators, Floor and Decor, I suppose we can include Empire Carpet in there, they are growing, and obviously they couldn't grow without installers.
That's right.
So they must have, you know, pretty well thought out programs to recruit and keep these people, you know, going on jobs every day.
Or it might be as simple as recommending somebody or not recommending somebody, letting the customer find them. Whatever the mechanism, it doesn't seem too difficult for customers to find someone to install a floor, either because the retailers made it easy or because they know how to do it.
I see.
The infrastructure is in place for them to find these guys pretty easily.
I see. Well, I know Floor and Decor, I think, has a list of approved installers or a list. I'm not sure what you have to do to get on it, and I don't know that it's approved, but nonetheless, they do at least have a list of some sort. Obviously, Empire Carpet has ones that they work with closely that I think are contractors. I don't think Lumber Liquidators is yet involved in the installation aspect, but obviously, installers are an important cog in the whole operation here, no doubt.
That's right, and they're growing, You know, it seems to be equivalent to the rate that these competitive channels are growing.
Uh-huh. Is this true across all product lines? Do you think hard and soft surface? These installers are involved in ceramic as well as laminate and carpet and wood and all the basic food groups.
Yeah, I think they cross over. I think less to ceramic than to any other category, because it's such a unique product category. But yeah, my experience is that these guys tend to cross over, at least within soft surface and the traditional hard surfaces, excluding ceramic.
I see.
A lot of people won't install ceramic, but I think that's slowly but surely eroding, and that more and more installers, because the ceramic business grows year after year, are learning those techniques and are getting into that as well.
And I guess from an installer's point of view, it's a pretty lucrative area, isn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the ceramic installers have grown significantly over the last 7 years.
Uh-huh. You know, we were talking about the channels of distribution, and you had mentioned the Home Depots and the Lowe's and the other players in the home improvement arena, and also these the Lumber Liquidators and the Empire Carpets and Florida Cores, who are continually gaining share of the market, and I suspect they will continue to be gaining share. How much share do you suppose these players are going to pick up in the years ahead?
Well, that's hard to say. It all depends on how fast they grow their store bases. But floor decor outlets, they're floor covering stores, so they get lumped into the flooring specialty store numbers. I see these formats as having some advantages. None of them have the distinct advantage of a Home Depot or a Lowe's with the product assortment that they have, who can touch customers on such a frequent basis. Although larger stores like Floor Decor and Lumber Liquidators have different strategies. Lumber Liquidators obviously has developed their own brand, Bellawood, and a couple other minor brands that they advertise to the consumer and communicate advantages and reasons for the consumer to buy that product. You can only buy that product at Lumber Liquidator stores, so they're communicating a message and driving customers to their stores. The one thing I lament about the floor covering business is they don't appreciate the need to communicate on a regular basis to their customers. If you look in the automobile business, Honda, Toyota, Ford, they're communicating to customers all the time. And it's a cost of doing business as far as they're concerned. And Honda has invested a lot of money in developing their customers, from offering entry-level cars like the Fit and the Civic and trading you up to an Acura. So, you know, they don't want to lose the customer that they've invested in. And for some reason, a lot of the manufacturers and retailers in our business don't see fit to do that and abdicate their customers to other people who are willing to do that.
I see, which is obviously connected with market share loss and market share loss yet
and
to come.
And volatility in the marketplace. When there's not a lot of communication and differentiation going on amongst the products, then you get volatility. You get everything becomes a commodity, and until and unless people are willing to change the image of their products to the customers, they don't give them a reason to not consider them all the same.
Let me ask you, just getting back, I guess, to the channels of distribution. We were talking about how they've changed. You were mentioning some of the bigger home improvement players. It seems like imports have really played a major role in how these channels have changed over the years. And I suspect some of the products that you mentioned, perhaps Bellawood and some of the other ones, are in essence imports, are they not?
Yeah, a big part of Lumber Liquidator's product offering is from Asia and other places outside the United States.
So it's changing dramatically then.
Yeah, and among other things, it's lowering the floor of the low end in terms of product pricing. It's also provided a way for, well, people like Home Depot to create, you know, their Thomasville wood flooring brand is imported from China. They're creating their own brand, their own store brand. They haven't really communicated it much, if at all, to the consumer. But then they get a lot of people coming into their stores, and in a way they are communicating to people the benefits of that product if you bother to walk by their display. They have offered brands and the ability to create brands for people, for retailers in this country, and for distributors in Canada to create their own brands to sell to retailers. So the imports, because of their pricing, have a allowed margins to at retail to be sufficient enough to support building a brand and still making money at it.
This is going to conclude part two of a conversation with Santo Torcivia. Well-known industry consultant heads the firm Market Insights Torcivia. We will air the third part of this conversation tomorrow, and you're listening to Floor Radio.